call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message. I'm going to ask that you get your Bibles and stand with me. I'm just going to teach this morning on a very familiar passage of scripture in the world of Christendom. We often share this, and when we go through things, we look at this passage of scripture. But today I want to take us to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. If you get your Bibles and stand with me. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. We know that when we get into various situations and we don't understand, this is one of our go-to scriptures, and we know that all things. But today I want us to really get a look at this scripture and really understand it. Romans 8 and 28, when you have it, you can just put your hand up or wave your hand. Praise the Lord. And I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now. I ask for your help. I ask for your strength. I ask for your anointing to help me to teach this according to how you have given it to me, that it may be understood with clarity, received with power, a life-changing power, that the hearers may go forth and do according to your will. God, now I ask that you let me sit down and you stand up in me, that I may teach your word. Oh God, I'm leaning and trusting and depending on you right now, because I am nothing without you, but through thee I can do all things. And God, open up the hearts, the minds, and the ears of the receivers of your word right now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. As I was talking to the Lord and asking him, what is it that I should say today? And he just gave me this scripture along with some others. So this is going to be a teaching first Sunday. A teaching first Sunday so that we can get an understanding of God's word. And if I wanted to use for a title today, it would just be God's Word. And we're going to look at God's Word from this scripture. And we know that all things work together for the good. And when we look at this passage of scripture, we must first analyze it by saying, and we know. That's a key verse. We know. That's something that you can stand for sure. And it's like, I'm not guessing about it. It's not what someone has told me. But the scripture says here, and we know. And looking at this, what is it that we know? We know that all things work together. They all work together. And how do they work together? And for whom do they work together? A lot of questions arise. How are things working? What is happening to me during an event or a time? What is going on? But we come to the scripture that says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So who are the called? What is the purpose? And who is to them? We find ourselves in a lot of different situations at times. And one of the quotes that I know, and I'm going to paraphrase, it says that where no matter where we are in life at a particular moment in time, it states that we are the sum total of all the choices and decisions that we have made up until that point. Where we are, where our decisions and our choices have brought us there, whether they be good, bad, or indifferent. And these are choices that we've made, and they've brought us to this particular point. No matter what choices could we have made, choices with regard to relationships, career, business, spiritual aspects of our lives, financial. And then the question now comes, we are in these situations, but the scripture says we know that things should work out. Why? What has God promised you? What has God revealed to you? What are God's plans for you? Because whatever those are and where you are now, they may be incongruent. They may not match up. And you're wondering, what in the world am I going to do? How can I understand my situation? How is this scripture so relevant to me right now when I don't know what's going on, why it's going on, but I'm in the midst of challenges? And what I'm going to say is, God's Word. When you understand God's Word, then the scripture will become more relevant. Because over in John, and we must grasp this, I'm talking about God's Word today. God's Word is his revelation to us by way of the Bible, all the scriptures, and also by way of what he speaks to us by way of the Spirit. God's Word. So now, what is God's Word to us relevant to our situation when things are going awry and we don't understand what's going on? Here's what I want you to understand. Over in the book of John, how do I know God? How do I know what's right for me? In the book of John, the first chapter, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. How do I get through perplexing situations and know that things are working together for my good? One, I must know God. Who is God? God is the Word himself, because the Word is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ himself is God. So now when we go back to that understanding that we know that the Word is God, and we go back to Romans and we say, and we know. How do we know? In order to know, we must know God. In order to know, we must understand and know who God is and what he has done for us in the past. We must have confidence. He says, and we know. How do we know God? We know God by his word. His word reveals to us his character and who he is. By way of his word, we come to know him. And when we know him, we know what he says is true. Because he says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. And so when we look at this scripture again, and it says, and we know, how do we know? We know that it's working together because we know God. In order to get through your situation, wherever you are right now, you need to know God. And why is it important to know God? Because he says all things work together. How can he know that? I'm going to share with you this. Coaches use this term all the time. They say, trust the process. Trust the process. In order to trust the process, you must trust the coach. And in order to trust the coach, you have to know the coach. I know y'all saying, where's it? Just stay with me here. And we know that all things work together. Working together is the process. Working together is the process. Knowing is knowing God and knowing the word. So in order for all things to work together, you've got to trust God. And the only way you can trust God is to know him. And the process is all things working together. And why is it working? For the good. What is the good? The good is the outcome. So you have to trust the process to get to the good, which is the outcome. And what is the outcome? The outcome is God's purpose being fulfilled in your life. So I got to trust the process. So how do I trust the process? I know God. And so if I know God, then I understand this. Psalm 34 and 19, because some of us may find ourselves in a predicament right now that we can't even fathom. We don't know how we're going to get out of it, but we go to Romans 8 and 28 and we say, okay, God, what is it? And God takes us back to Psalm 34 and 19, where it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Oh, okay. And we know. How do I know? I know God and I know God's word. And what does God's word says? That he will deliver the righteous out of all of his troubles. So that means no matter where you are now, Romans 8 and 28 can become relevant. And here's another thing. How do we know something? Knowing means confidence. Knowing means we have confidence. How many of you know that the more you do something, the easier it gets? That's because you have confidence in it. The more you practice something, the easier it gets. For my college students listening, when you know that you've studied and you walk in to take that exam, your confidence is high because you know you have a grasp of the material. You know you're not second guessing. You've been going, you've studied, you've gone to workshops, met with tutors. You know, even when it comes to your talent, even making repairs around the house, you know how to do something and you're confident in it because you've done it so many times. And here's the thing about confidence, and I'm going to use another coaching perspective. When you know you have confidence, you can talk some trash. And see, when you are confident and you know something, athletes say it all the time, you don't want none of this. You don't want none of it because I'm confident in my skill. Even when you say, you know, you're just a little young fella. You need to go sit down. You need to stay on the porch a little while longer. And you could tell them they can't run with the big dogs yet because they don't have that confidence that you have. Now, let's take that back to the scripture. When we're going through things and we don't understand, but we know God, we know everything's going to be all right. We can know this because we have confidence in God. How can we have confidence in God? I asked you, what's your purpose? What's the outcome? Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 through 11. For thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and causing you to return to this place. And this is the part that we quote all the time. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I'm going to tie this in with Romans 8 and 28. See, God is saying here in Jeremiah 29 and 11, I know where you are right now. I know what's going on. But guess what? He was talking to the children of Israel. He says, after 70 years be accomplished. It's a time frame, the process, the process. After 70 years, I will come and visit you. Those 70 years are things working together. Those 70 years that they're spending are things coming together. It is the process. And then he says, after the process, I'm going to visit you. And I'm going to perform my good word to you, causing you to return to this place. Make it plain. See, we are in a situation right now that is beyond our control. We may have things going on in our life that we cannot control. But God is saying, if you know me, trust the process. Trust me that I have every single thing that's going on working together for your good, for the outcome that I desire for your life. And because I have thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. I know you may be feeling some pain. I know you may not understand. I know people may be rubbing you wrong in a relationship, but guess what? If you know me, you know it's going to be all right. The key is know me and know my word, because if you know me, I'm working it out for the good. And what is the good? The outcome. And guess what? The outcome is for temporal and eternal gain. For temporal and eternal gain, for the right now and eternal. The thing that we must understand is that God is not concerned about our comfort, but rest assured, he's concerned about our character. And through trials and processes, he is trying to conform us to be like his son. See, that's the ultimate. He's trying to conform us, all things working together for the good. Now, I want to take us back to this. How do we know? Old folks say, if it wasn't for the goodness of the Lord, I don't know where I'd be. And then they always say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. What happens a lot of times when we get in crisis, we get amnesia. And we don't know. But look at Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 through 10. Here God again is speaking to his children. He says, remember the former things of old. How do we know it's going to work together? God says, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Oh, my goodness. So now when I'm in the midst of trouble, he says, remember the former things of old. Here he's talking to the church. He said, look, y'all remember when y'all was in Egypt and I brought y'all out? You remember when you didn't have anything to eat and I rained down manna from heaven? You remember when you were thirsty and the water came out of the rock. He said, I want you to remember the things of old, because when you remember that, you will know that I am God. And so when I'm working out a process that you don't understand, you can understand and trust the process because you know me. I've been there before. I'll do it again. I am there. Why? Here's the thing. I got to take us back so we understand this. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. I'm not talking to everybody today, because this scripture is not applicable to everybody. First of all, you got to know God first. You got to be saved. But then he says, if you know me and you trust the process, I'm going to work it out because what? Because you love me. To them that love God. And the question now becomes, do you love God? Do you love God? Because in order to love God, you got to know his word. Because Jesus said over in John 14 and 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. So now everything is going to work out for your good to them. Who is it to them? Them that love God. So this verse ain't going to work for everybody. You got to love God. And how do you show that you love God? You show obedience to his word. You keep his commandments. And see, this process, remember, it's conforming you to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. And what is Jesus like? Oh, he's revealed in his word. So we can't just treat people any kind of way. We got to love our neighbors. We got to love people who can't repay us. We got to treat people like Christ would treat them. We gotta be like the Good Samaritan. When people don't have everything that they need and we have the ability to help them, we need to be able to reach down and help them. We have to love God. We have to show God on this earth. How do we keep his commandments? Love thy neighbor. We gotta love. We gotta treat people right. So when we're obeying God by keeping his commandments, then we can say, I know God. I love him. I am the to them. And so this situation that I'm in is going to work out for my good. And what is the good? The good may not be what I desire. That's where we get it twisted a little bit, because we want the good to be what we desire. No, it says to them that love God, to them who are the called, those of us who have accepted salvation, who walk with God according to what? His purpose or my purpose? His purpose. He's working it out. Trust the process for his purpose. Your purpose may be one thing, but his purpose is something else. And in the midst of it all, he's developing you to conform to the image of his son so that you'll be more like God. So now when we go through circumstances and trials and tribulations, understand that we should have confidence if we know God. Here's another thing. Isaiah 55:10-11. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. So now we're in the midst of a situation. I asked you earlier, what has God promised you? What has God said that he's going to give to you? If he said it to you, and he's leading the process, and if you trust the process, it's understanding that every event in your life, even suffering, even points when you are being tempted and you don't know what to do, God is divinely orchestrating this for your good. And I know y'all say, I don't understand all of this. What's being orchestrated? Why is he doing this? Why? Because he has your goodwill. Your life is in his hands, and he wants you to prosper. And when we get in situations that we don't understand, and we know God and we have confidence, it's going to work out. You say, well, give me an example. Let's go over to the book of Daniel. Let's go to Daniel. Over in chapter 6, and I'm just going to say that in chapter 6, we find Daniel himself. Daniel was doing what he knew to be right. He prayed. He continued in that process. But why did God allow him to be placed in the lion's den? People didn't like him. They conspired against him. And now he's placed in a situation. So now in Daniel chapter 6, verse 23, after all is said and done, he had been cast into the lion's den, and he is there. Verse 23, then was the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. He was placed there because of somebody else. We are in a situation not by our own doing with this virus. You may be in a situation in your life and your circumstance by way of somebody else. But understand, if you know God and you love him by keeping his commandments, you are saved and you're the call of him. Know it's going to work out for your good and it's going to be for his purpose. Now, you may say, what was the purpose of Daniel being placed in that den? Verse 23. Part B. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him. Why? Because he believed in his God. He knew his God. Therefore, the situation that he was in, it didn't really bother him because he knew God. He may have had some fear, but no harm came upon him because he knew his God. He believed him. And we know. Daniel knew. Therefore, he trusted the process of being placed in the lion's den. The outcome was for God's purpose. The outcome, he came out with no harm upon him. But look down, verse 24. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, cast them into the den of lions. They were taken care of. The wicked were destroyed. Why? Because Daniel trusted the process. But I like verse 25, because here's what we don't see when we're trusting the process. We don't see the outcome. Daniel was doing what he was doing, what he knew was right. He was thrown into the lion's den, and then he was pulled out. No harm. The evil ones, those that were against him, they were taken care of. But here's God's purpose. Then King Darius wrote unto all the people, the nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree. See, because out of your struggles and out of everything that you're going to, at the end, God can make a decree out of it. That in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. Uh-oh. Y'all got to get this. It's working out for the good. It worked out for Daniel's good. He wasn't eaten by the lions. But what was God's ultimate purpose in this? Oh, my God. So that the people could understand who God was. That and the decree, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. That's why I like the scripture that he read this morning. Be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? If you know God, no matter what your situation is, if you know him, you trust him, you trust the process that is working out for your good, I may want another outcome, but the outcome that I must agree with is the outcome that Jesus wants, that God wants. And the outcome here is that God was glorified and that Daniel's God was praised. What we are going through right now is working out for our good. Sometimes it's working on us and in us, and sometimes it's working some of the things out of us, because I know during this time period, I can't speak for somebody else. I can only speak for Pastor Edwards, that in this time, in this situation, and what I'm going through, he's working some stuff out in me. So I just got to trust the process. And we know that all things work together. We know because of God. We know him and we trust him. Even when we can't see him, even when we don't understand, even when we don't even understand how we're going to get out of it, we go back to his word. And we know all things work together. We trust him. God is ultimately in control. Understand this. Nothing, absolutely nothing, catches God by surprise. Nothing. He is the Ancient of Days. He knows the end from the beginning. And when I thought about this, I thought about something Stephen Covey wrote in his book. He says, we must begin with the end in mind. God himself always begins with the end in mind. Nothing, absolutely nothing, catches him by surprise. He knows what's going to happen before it happens. He knows because it was preordained before the beginning of time. So what am I saying to the saints of God today? You got to trust him. You got to know him. I'll put it this way. You ever need something done or some work done on your house, or you want something? And you go to your friend and you can just wave your hand and say, do you know somebody? You know, it's like, do you know somebody? And say, oh yeah, I know so-and-so. So-and-so can help you out of this situation. So-and-so can help you. And they give you their name and they give you their phone number. And you go, you don't even know them, but you're going on their word because you ask somebody else, do they know him? See, if you know God, you know Jesus, all you got to do is call on him, because he knows why. The Bible says that in all points, he was tempted like we are, but yet was without sin. So we know that we're going to get through this because Christ himself has gone through it. That's where our confidence is. Oh, and I told you, how do we know that things work together? The word of God. And his purpose is to conform us to the word of God. So now I'm going to show you. Look at this. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. I'm just going to teach today. 24 and 35. God's word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Whatever your situation is, God's word will get you through it. Example, if we go to Matthew chapter 4, here we have Jesus. After a fast, after he was led up into the wilderness, 40 days, comes back, and who's there waiting for him? The devil. He just finished going through this whole process, but now he's there. And so now, How do I get myself through this process? How do I know God? I know his word. Here's a prime example. Jesus himself, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 and 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made to bread. I'm in a situation. I'm just as hungry as I could be. I don't know what I'm going to do. My stomach growling. Satan is asking me to turn this stuff into stone. I know I can do it. I know I can do it. And that's what happens a lot of times when we're trying to go through the process. We know we can do it and we mess it up. The thing about trusting the process is becoming submissive to the will of God, obedient to the word of God, trusting the process and let him work it out. I'm going to give you another one. The battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. And so now here we have Jesus coming back to Satan and saying, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Uh-oh, getting through this situation. What did he use? The word, because he knew God. Second thing, verse 6. If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. Jesus came back again. It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The word, he knows God. Them that know God. Then verse 9, all these things will I give to thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now, what's happening here? How is all this working together for good? He knew his God. He was in the midst of something. He came back with the word. He used the word, which I showed you in the beginning, is God. So he used God because he knew him in the midst of what was going on to get him through the process, to get him to the expected end, that desired outcome and the purpose. What was the purpose of all of this? Jesus here himself came out. He was tempted. What is it? We have the hindsight to look back to say that no matter what we're going through, Jesus used the word because I know him. I can use the word, trust the process. The ultimate process was Jesus became obedient to the death of the cross, and the outcome was the expected end that we could have salvation. So he trusted the process. The scripture says he was obedient unto death to them that love God. Jesus loved God so much he trusted the process that he died for the expected end, which was the purpose of God that mankind could be redeemed. So now when we look at this scripture, we must say, who are the to them? Am I the called? Am I saved? And do I love God? And if I love God, I will trust the process even though I cannot see it, and all things will work together. What things? Everything. My mistakes, my mess ups, my hang ups, everything that's going on is going to work together for good. It might be painful, but in the end, I'm going to be better. In the end, because if I trust the process, in the end, I'm going to be better. Well, you say, give me another example. Well, I'm going to tell you about a man named Job. See, we always talk about it. We always look at the end when we say he got double for his trouble, but we don't understand how all those things were working together. See, he trusted God. Why did he get into a place? He knew God. The Satan came and said, if we go over to Job, he said, you know, hey, God was talking to Satan. He said, where you been? Oh, I've been walking up and down, just checking out some things, looking for people. And he said, you know, he said, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered my servant Job? He said, you know, he all right. He all right. But I'm going to tell you why he all right. He all right because your hand is upon him. He's all right, and he trusted in you because you done blessed him with all this stuff. He all right because you got your arms of protection around him. The book of Job. Job 1:8, he says, and the Lord says, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God. In order to fear God, you got to know him. And escheweth evil. And so long story short, God said you could do whatever you want to with him, but kill him. You could do whatever you want to him, but kill him. Check this out. And we know that all things work together for them that love God. He's loving God. He said you could do everything but kill him. What does that mean? Satan couldn't do anything to him unless God allowed it to happen. So wherever you are, even though you made some choices, God is not going to, he allowed you to make those choices. He allowed you to be where you are so he can demonstrate to you his ultimate power if you submit to him and trust the process. Job didn't understand. His friends came by, and you may have some friends right now. Don't understand why you praising. Don't understand why you going to church on a Sunday morning on Zoom. Why don't you just stay in your bed? They don't understand, but because I'm getting up and I trust God, I'm trusting in the process. I'm trusting in the process that because I am on lockdown, on shutdown, I can't do what I want to do. I'm going to trust the process that God is working something out in me because I love him. I'm keeping his commandments, and his expected end is to conform me to be more like his son. Well, if I'm going to be more like his son, he's got to put me through some things that my mind can be changed, that my heart can be changed, that I can love some people, that I can stop cursing, I can stop doing all this stuff. I can pray for people. I can pray for my enemies. I can love my enemies. I can love my wife when she don't do right. I can love my husband when they treat me wrong. I can love everybody when they don't do me right, because this whole process of COVID-19 got me in the house with people I don't normally spend all this time with, and my children running around. God is saying, trust the process, because I'm going to work it out in you. You thought you loved them, but now I'm going to teach you how to love them in the midst of everything that's going on. And God is saying, I'm going to work it out. I'm going to work it out because I'm going to work some stuff out in you for an expected end to conform you to be like my son. So now everything is working together for the good of God. And you say, well, I know. I'm going to take y'all back over to Daniel again. Chapter 3. Because I talked to you earlier about knowing God gives you confidence. Knowing something gives you confidence. Knowing God, you can talk some trash. Knowing that he is on your side, no matter where you are, you can talk some trash. Oh, y'all don't understand. See, you got to remember what he did. We always talk about David slaying Goliath, but David had to say, oh, I remember how he took me and I killed a lion and I killed a bear. So this giant is no match because I didn't do it. God did it. And he can say, I'm going to talk some trash. David talks some trash. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that dares to defy the living God? See, when you got confidence, you can talk some trash. I'm talking to all my athletes. Y'all know y'all out there. Y'all know y'all talking some trash. I'm just going to be real. Y'all know y'all going to watch part five and six of the Jordan special tonight, because he was a good basketball player. He talked some trash. And sometimes when he did something, he just say, ooh. You know, and sometimes we got to be like that. We know our God, and our God, we can talk some trash. And when he bring us out of COVID, we can just say, you know, it was my God. I had to break it down for my young people today, because when you're confident and you know, you can talk some trash. You don't believe me? Let's go to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3, over in verse 17. See, we had them old three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and that bad Negro. He was over there. They were all together. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They weren't going to bow down. They weren't going to bow down. They knew their God. And they said, well, since we know our God, we know that this thing going to work out for the good. It may not be our outcome, but it's going to be God's outcome and God's purpose. So they said, we know it. So we're going to talk a little trash. Let's go to verse 17. Well, let's start up to verse 16. Daniel 3 and 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, trash talking now. We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Man, it don't make no never mind. you need to stay on the porch because we're running with the big dogs. He said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. That's some trash talking. And the only way you can talk some trash like that when you're getting ready to go through some things is if you know God. And the only way you know God is you love him and you know his word. So they talking some trash, O king. And here's the part I like, because they understand that they want to be delivered. They want to be delivered through this. But they also understand that it's for his divine purpose, which means that they may be delivered, but they might not come out alive. And that's why I like this. He said, but if not, there's some trash here. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Drop the mic. Confidence. That's confidence. So in the midst of your situation right now, can you be confident that everything's going to work out for your good? I'm telling you, if you know him, if you're a child of the Most High, the anointed King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. And my question now is, do you love him? Because if you love him and you're keeping his commandments, all you got to do is trust the process. I don't understand the process. I don't understand why I'm going through it. But this process that we're going through is working some things out. Just like Joseph, he had to trust the process. God gave him a vision. God gave him a dream. He shared his dream. His brothers didn't like it. They sold him into slavery. But while he was in slavery, he still trusted his God. He got he revealed dreams and helped out his friends and did some things to help people out. And you know how you help people out, and then when they get a little something, they forget all about you. Oh, Joseph helped them out. They forgot all about him. But he was being conformed to the image of God because he was a type of Christ, so he didn't even get hard feelings. Oh! Yeah, that process will work out some hard feelings. That process will work out some hard feelings when people ain't pay you back that money they owe you. When people they use all your stuff. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This process. No, I needed that money to pay a bill, but I loaned it to them. They told me they're going to give it back to me. But God say, trust the process. It's going to work out. You're going to learn how to forgive. Not, buddy. Woo, Jesus. The process. So Joseph moved up, and so he did all that. Then he got elevated in the man's house, in Potiphar's house. Then he got something that caught the woman started coming on to him, the man's wife. Man's wife. But he knew his God. He couldn't go out like that. He said, how can I defy my God like that? He knew. And so she lied on him, and there he is again. Oh, my goodness. Got to trust the process. Lord, Lord, Lord. He didn't say, woe is me. He just continued. And ultimately, the brothers that sold him, a famine hit the land. Joseph was elevated to second in the land. Now, how many of us, if I told you right now, you would be second in command of a country? Everybody, oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be up. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm going to be second in command. But in order to get that, you got to go through the process and trust it. You got to be put in, oh, well, no, I don't think I want to do that. Price is too great. But he trusted the process. And look at what happened. When he was elevated, the people that sold him into slavery needed him. But the process wasn't just about providing food for them. The process was showing us Christ in the Old Testament. That was God's purpose. Because he could have been, hey, he could say, oh, y'all joker sold me, I got something for you. Y'all want to eat, I got something out there. Y'all could do some work and everything. No, he treated them like family. He had compassion. He loved them. He moved them from where they were to where they are. Even though they did him wrong, he trusted God. They went through the process. So wherever you are, God is conforming you to be like him. Whatever's going on in your home, whatever's going on, God said, trust me, trust the process. Treat everybody like I would treat them. So what is this process working out? It's teaching us patience. It teaches us compassion. It teaches us how to love. It teaches us forgiveness. So ultimately, when we look at this scripture and we know that all things work together, all things, things we don't see, things we don't understand, things we can't comprehend. God is saying, I'm working it out for your good. All you have to do is know me. And in order to know me, I've revealed myself to you by way of the scriptures. So if you know the scriptures, you know me, then you can be confident, you can be bold and know me, and then know that all things are working together. That process, it may not feel good, it may not look good, you may not understand it, but guess what? I'm orchestrating it. My hand is behind the scenes. I'm doing it all. I'm working it out because the expected end is so now you lost everything, but like Job, I'm going to give you more at the end. That is the expected end. My purpose is for me to shine in all the earth. God is saying to us saints today that his purpose in all of this is that he will be magnified, glorified. You will be worked out. You will come out stronger. You will come out better. Just know that all things is working, are working together for the good to them that love God. Oh, you do, you know, that song, do you love God? Do you love it? Y'all know what I said. Do you love God? If you love him, you'll keep his commandments. And when you keep his commandments, he's going to continually conform you to the image of his son. So with that being said, no. All things are working together, even though you may not see it, even though you may not understand it. But if you know him, know him. No, he's working it out so that you will fulfill his purpose. And you don't believe me? I'm going to give you one more example. Because a lot of times people talk about free will. We have free will. But ultimately, God's purpose is going to be fulfilled. You don't believe me? Ask Jonah. Didn't want to preach the gospel. Didn't want to go to Nineveh. God let him go wherever he wanted to go. Go ahead. You could do it. I'm still orchestrating this because the decisions you make going to put you in a situation you ain't going to know what to do. But when you get in the belly of that fish, then you're going to see and then you're going to know that I am God, that I can deliver out of any and every situation. So don't run like Jonah. Saints of God, trust in him and trust the process.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.